From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Peter O'Dowd. It's Here and Now. A new poll from WBUR shows that despite his second-place finish in Iowa, Donald Trump is holding on to his lead in New Hampshire. The poll shows Trump is getting support from 29% of registered Republicans and independents in the state, Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio trailing him at 12% apiece. For the Democrats, Bernie Sanders is leading, but by a smaller margin than other polls have shown, 54% of registered Democrats and independents to 29% for Hillary Clinton.
And if you've been watching the campaign and those frontrunners, Sanders and Trump, they have something in common. They're angry, like that guy in the movie.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
That, of course, from the 1976 classic film Network, actor Peter Finch's character actually getting people to yell out their windows. And our colleague noticed it's a sentiment that in 2016 has moved from the screen to the Granite State. WBUR's Bob Oakes reports.
In New Hampshire, we met a couple backing Bernie Sanders and a Donald Trump supporter and spoke in their homes about what's driving their decision-making. They have things in common. They're independent voters, over 50, kids are out of the house, they own dogs, self-describe as middle class, but are only getting by. It turns out they're not so much angry as anxious, and for different reasons don't feel secure. Chuck and Catherine Stewart live in the Lakes Region town of Meredith, New Hampshire, in a tidy house with a Sanders sign at the end of the driveway, to tweak their Republican neighbors, Chuck says.
We're definitely middle class. It seems like the lower end of the middle class as time goes on because wages aren't increasing the way they were, so that it's a struggle. And I think that's one of the primary issues for this election and for all elections in the near future, is improving the economy so that people can succeed.
Too many people are in trouble, and I'm afraid of where America's going. I'm not sure we can sustain. We can't sustain the way we're going, and I don't know what's going to happen. I'm scared.
So why Bernie Sanders then? What does Bernie Sanders represent to you in terms of being a candidate who's concerned about you and these folks in what way?
I'm supporting Bernie Sanders because he's stirring the pot and bringing the issue forward that the wage inequity in this country is a major issue, and that's what I like about him at this point.
When you say Bernie Sanders is stirring the pot, Why does that appeal to you?
Because I think that's what needs to happen. If you look at the rest of the candidates, there are variations on the same theme. I think he's on the edge, pushing the envelope, and I think that's what needs to happen.
I'm not very happy with the country now, the way we're going.
Our Trump supporter is also frustrated. Doug Jones has lived and worked in New Hampshire his entire life and proudly traces his family back to 17th century New England.
It seems like our culture is being phased out. It just seems that our freedoms are starting to become erased. We can't even speak our minds anymore without being called a racist. If you disagree with the president, you're a racist. That's how a lot of us feel. It's just the simple PC stuff.
Jones and his wife live in a small cape. A stone wall lines the driveway. Inside, there are antique prints of George Washington on the walls. And on a closet door, there's a Christmas card from Donald Trump. Jones retired in 2008 as a food manager at a nursing home facility after working there for 32 years. He went back to school to get his bachelor's degree. He's looking for a job again to provide more financial security and likes the idea that as a business person, Trump has created jobs. But he says his support goes deeper.
What drew you to Donald Trump?
He was saying things that I was hearing it with my friends and stuff, that we weren't hearing from other politicians.
Like what?
Like securing the border, like negotiating better deals that the president wasn't doing a very good job at. He opens a number of subjects up that no one else was talking about. It just seems that he won't take anything from anybody. And I like a tough guy.
Yeah, I mean, I think the irony is they are very similar, just from different sides of the political spectrum.
That is political analyst, Democrat Susan Tracy, president of the Boston-based consulting firm, The Strategy Group. The commonalities between some Trump and Sanders supporters, Tracy says, is striking.
I think you have frustrated voters. I feel the irony is there's this gridlock in Washington, and both sides of the political spectrum, I think, feel really alienated that their voice isn't heard, their issues aren't being heard, and they are gravitating to these two candidates who really speak to them.
And that seems confirmed in this comment by Bernie Sanders supporter Catherine Stewart.
And I think Bernie Sanders and Trump are both very popular because they are doing something different, saying something different. People want change. They want something different.
But for the most part, that is where the commonalities end. When we asked Chuck and Catherine Stewart if they might vote for Trump should Sanders fail to become the Democratic nominee, the answer was no. And when we asked the same question, could he vote for Sanders if Trump fails to make it through, Doug Jones shook his head in the same negative direction. For Here and Now, I'm Bob Oakes.